Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, Ironman Day yesterday. We're not going to get into that too much, but a great question in the build-up to Comrades, Lindsay. And this time of the year, it's pretty difficult, it's pretty easy to pick up bugs because there's lots of them flying around. Question in from Fran Smith. She says she's down with a flu at the moment. Her training was going so well up until now. She's using your finishers program on the Comrades Marathon website. She says she's stressing as it's her second day of not running. Previous week she got 70 to 80 Ks in the week, and now all of a sudden zero. She's freaking out a little bit. 2 days, really shouldn't be worrying about that. What's the best way to bounce back if you are feeling a bit under the weather, flu-y, before you actually start losing fitness, Lindsay?
So the one thing that is going to, or the one thing we can guarantee is that if you try and train while you're sick, you certainly aren't going to get better faster. It's going to take you even longer to feel better and to get better. So you're doing the right thing, rest. You know, anything up to a week of inactivity will have absolutely no effect. A second week of inactivity will be a little unfortunate because it'll probably drive you up to a little bit of a peak, almost ready to race. And then after that, the fitness starts to fall away, and after 3 weeks, it starts to fall away quite rapidly in week 4 and week 5. So missing 7 days is going to make no difference at all. Typically from flu, if you look after yourself and you don't try and train through it, you can get rid of that flu between 3 and 5 days, and only in extreme cases does it linger around for 9 days or more. But that's normally because we do not look after ourselves, carry on working, carry on training, and we really make ourselves sick. So taking a bit of time off, chilling out completely, that will mean we'll minimize that time. If you've got a genuine flu and it's a proper viral infection, you also have to be mindful that that will affect how you feel when you start training. So you don't want to throw yourself into full training. Then you would build yourself back up over the space of a week, so that you don't get a secondary infection or that you don't feel completely terrible. And then you should, by the end of that second week, you should actually return to feeling completely normal, completely fit, and ready to train properly again. And you won't have lost any fitness because you will still have continued to do a bit of training, but you wouldn't have stressed your system.
Awesome, Fran. Best of luck. Get well soon. And we look forward to seeing you out on the roads very, very soon as well. From the two of us, myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, until next time, don't forget we do have another Comrades Marathon webinar coming up in just a short while. Just head over to coachperry.com/comrades-marathon. That's where you can get all the details. So until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.